Walsall West 20, DC Everest 17. You know, we said this at the top of the broadcast. Walsall West is the second-place team in the Valley, and they've got a chance to be co-champions. They can come back and get revenge against Spash. But that's only if they don't stumble between now and then. And here is this three-point game team that they blew out before. Yeah, lesson in all high sports, you don't win anything by just showing up. And the Warriors thought, well, we're the better team because we blew this team out by 50 before. Well, this second game is playing out much differently than the first. Play is back in to get the second half underway, and the Evergreens have the ball. A three would tie it right off the bat. Fernstadt, Minahan, Schmall, Anderson, and the Evergreens have Wojnowiak with three fouls on the bench. So it is Danny Langseth who completes the five for the Evergreens. Zoe Minahan has her dribble. Gives it back out to Fernstadt. Again, pop a three and you tie this thing. Evergreens had the last 4 points before halftime. Looking to drive in Schmall. Tried to make the extra pass down low to Heil. I beg your pardon, Langseth, but it's stolen. Katie Deaton. Deaton Stokoshi is fouled as she goes to the rim. Beg your pardon there. Megan Heil, as you're probably aware, not available today. Injured in the Walsall East game on Tuesday night. That foul is on Gabby Anderson, who is promptly called for her second. Free throw here for Katie Deaton is already 2 for 2 from the line, and now she's 3 for 3. Which brings her to 7 points, and 7 is enough. My InterCity State Bank, convenient locations in Schofield, Weston, and Walsall. Simple, straightforward banking that exceeds your expectations. InterCity State Bank. Second free throw is good. 22-17. Mallory Schmall dribbles into the double team over the half court line. A reach in, a jump ball. Katie Deaton turned up the defense, and it gets turned over to Walsall West. Not the start to the second half that the Evergreens wanted there. Boy, you know, when Mal was trapped in the corner there, the Evergreens really needed an early timeout to save the possession. Goes back here to Maddie Shires, who's been kept on ice so far, to Tess Howard, back out to Deaton. Deaton has been the West star today. Rocket pass from Shires down low to Anna Cunningham. She fed the low post right through the Everest defense. 24-17, so West opens up with 4 quick points and erases the good things the Evergreens were doing right before halftime. 16.5 to play here, and Zoe Minahan has it. Back to Gabby Anderson. Again, the Evergreens look a little tentative on the offensive end. Minahan gives it back out. Fernstadt. Yeah, Fernstadt and Anderson will run the point in this set. So Mallory Schmall's a shooting guard in this set. Schmall along the baseline, clear out, drives to the rim, blocked. And they're good. Wow, that's a bailout foul. That's not a good call. Mallory Schmall dribbled into the double team, and that block was clean up top. Mallory Schmall's going to get free throws that she probably doesn't deserve. And it's on Anna Cunningham. Yeah, the Evergreens will take every break that they can get, and they're getting one here. Mallory Schmall to the free throw line with 4 points so far tonight. Now she has 5. Mallory Schmall puts it right through the cylinder. One more coming. Alexis Wojnowiak, the Evergreens roll the dice here with 3 fouls. She comes back in. Basketball is brought to you by Abra Auto Body. Sports is competitive. Automotive body work is competitive, too, until you know everything Abra Auto Body has to offer. Special equipment. Techs with experience, aluminum certified, and more. Abra Auto Body, Wausau's north side. Second free throw, good. 24-19, Evergreens trail the Warriors. Rotated down low to Cunningham. Wojnowiak with the four with the 3 fouls. Still bodied her up, and she turned it over going back out. Boy, that's a bad basketball decision. Cunningham got to know that the player guarding her has the fouls. The Evergreens have just turned the ball over on the other end. Tried to lob that over the top to Wojo, went right over her head and out of bounds. So that's not good. 15-50 to play in the game, 24-17. Warriors' biggest lead has been 8 along the baseline in traffic. Caught underneath is Katie Deaton. Rebound to the Evergreens and Gabby Anderson. Evergreens look to play in transition here. Walsall West did a good job getting back. To watch Nowiak back out. Minahan, open three, no good. Wasn't a player within 2 feet of her. Had saved in the corner, a hustle play for Katie Deaton to track down the rebound. So no second chance for the Evergreens. To Shires, thought about the three, quick dribble, drives in. Left hand, roll around and in. Maddie Shires. 26-19. So this is the third time that the Warriors have been up to a 7-point lead. Evergreens break the full court pressure over the top from Anderson to Wojnowia, who misses underneath and gets called for our fourth foul, battling for the loose ball. Oh, my, my. First of all, that basket's got to go down. You got a great half-court pass lobbed right over the player and into the waiting arms of Wojnowiak, and she misses down low and then fouls trying. The turnovers really are the difference in the game. Shires pulls up. She's on the move there. That's a running no good. Jump ball tied up for the rebound, and the arrow is friendly to the Evergreens. And Everest wants a timeout. Not one. And they've got the ball back. It's 26-19. So Wausau West opens the half on a 6-2 run. We'll be back in 30 seconds on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Honda-certified pre-owned vehicles go through a 182-point inspection, but it used to be more, like point 210, the dog hair interrogation.
Nice Accord, Mark. Bet you thought you could fool us, huh? What's this labradoodle hair doing in the back seat?
Probably from my friend's dog.
Sure it's not your dog's hair?
I don't have a dog.
Oh. Then you passed.
You can see why we cut it down. Visit HondaCertified.com to check out our latest certified pre-owned inventory from KBB.com's 2018 Best Value brand.
Based on 2018 brand image awards from Kelley Blue Book, visit KBB.com for information.
Follow the Evergreens anywhere, live, play-by-play, and podcasts at EverythingEvergreens.com.
We are Fox Sports!
Back at the D.C. Everest Fieldhouse where the horn is sounded, but the Evergreens are slow leaving their bench. Everest girls trailing Wausau West 26-19. But the trees have the ball out of the... With Wojnowiak, four fouls on the bench. In traffic to Mallory Schmall, who's ridden up the court, knocked out of bounds by the defensive Katie Deaton. Deaton is probably Wausau West's best defensive player. Evergreens will keep this inbounded to Zoe Minahan. So we've played 3.5 minutes, and the Evergreens have not scored from the floor. Two free throws, all they have to show for their second half so far. Mallory Schmall looked to drive in, gives it back out to Minahan. The Evergreens are playing this on the perimeter again. Wausau West tighter man-to-man defense. Over to Gabby Anderson, cross court. Wow, open for that three is Fernstadt. She doesn't take it and turns it over on a bad pass. Boy, the three doesn't go up. Missing at the rim is Katie... like that, and the Evergreens will get the ball back. Evergreens have struggled to get points since halftime. This was a four-point game at halftime, seven-point game now, 26-19, so a low-scoring Friday night affair. Evergreens to the front court, Gabby Anderson. Again, Fernstadt had separation, does not take the three. Fernstadt, wow, got past one of her players and then goes back out. That was kind of a nifty move, but then surrenders position, goes back out here to Gabby Anderson. To Fernstadt again, here's Mallory Schmall. Evergreens are ready to put Hannah Studeman back in on the next stoppage. She awaits at the scorer's table. 13.5 to play in the game. Over the top to Langseth. Nice pass down low. Anderson to Langseth, who scores from the low blocks. Danny's got six, and the Evergreens are going to be leaning on her shoulders through the second half with Wojo on the bench. Four fouls. 26-21. It's the Evergreens' first basket from the field in the second half. Katie Deaton runs the point, gets a screen, splits defenders, contact. She misses at the rim. Gabby Anderson's going to get called for her third. So Gabby Anderson in a little bit of foul trouble, too. Cloverbelt Credit Union brings you our girls' basketball game. Local lenders lending local money, keeping our community strong. Mortgage and construction loans, too, from Cloverbelt Credit Union. We finance fun. First free throw from Katie Deaton. Good. Katie is 5 for 5 from the free throw line. So make a note down the stretch. If you got to foul someone, not Katie. and she's easy to identify with the bright orange basketball sneakers. She missed one there, so she's human after all. Zoe Minahan could not secure the rebound. Deaton, the rebound away from Minahan, and she's fouled. Put back attempt, so she's going right. Was part of a double team battling for the rebound. It goes on Danny. Well, what's going on here? Katie Deaton has missed the first of two. Got another one coming. 27-21. The second one is good. Hit the front of the cylinder. Down low and only two defenders back, and back the ball back out. I mean, that just goes to show you how the offense just doesn't have the flow to it. There's not the confidence to attack the rim. I mean, that has to go to the rack every time. And now in traffic, ball is knocked free. Danny Langseth saves it and saves it into the backcourt, and the Evergreens turn it over. Boy. I mean, it's not a criticism per se. It just shows the lack of confidence that the Evergreens have in the offensive end. 28-21, and if West scores here, they'll be on their biggest lead of the night. Goes to the corner, Bow passing up the open three was Kylie Deaton. Instead, makes an extra pass down low to Anna Cunningham, who scores. That was a little too easy. 30-29 at the 12-minute mark. Wausau West is up by nine. Bounced over to Mallory Schmall. Schmall has Minahan on the wing. Minahan holds it, gives it back out to Studeman. Yeah, the Evergreens are very deliberate. Down by nine, dribbled off Mallory Schmall's foot and turned over. Maddie Shires turned up the defense. Shires with her dribble to the front court, baseline, open three. Katie Deaton, no good. Gonna have a loose ball foul, and it's on the Evergreens. Yes, sir. Mallory Schmall was tangled up with Katie Deaton, and the foul goes against her. That's the Evergreens' fifth team foul. Mallory Schmall's first. Evergreens had Gabby Anderson out. She comes back in along with Paige Garnick. The team fouls now are 5-1. And Danny Langseth's going to get a break, too. So the Evergreens really with no height to speak of. Inbounds pass goes to the corner. Boy, a three could be a backbreaker here. Instead, they feed the low post. Missing at the rim is Katie Deaton. Gets her own rebound. Puts it up and in. Yeah, I mean, the Evergreens have a smaller lineup there. Deaton got the rebound and scored. And for the first time, Wallace is up by double digits. It's 32-21. And again, when you only have 21 points, the 11-point deficit just seems like a big hole. Minahan to the corner now to Fernstadt. Fernstadt back out. Studeman thinks about driving in, gives it back to Minahan. Again, Evergreen's kind of just tentative and uncertain. Studeman off a screen, was open for the three, and brings it back down. No shot. Over to Fernstadt again. Fernstadt's directing a little bit of traffic. Under 11 minutes to play. Almost had her pocket picked from behind. Goes back out to Gabby Anderson. Anderson's the experienced ball handler on the floor for the Evergreens here. You know, down by 12, this is a weird personnel lineup the Evergreens have. Zoe to the rim, and Zoe Minahan is fouled. Stops the clock, and we'll get the Evergreen to the free throw line, trying to get this under 10 here. And a cutting. Attorneys at law. If you've been injured, call the lawyers you know and trust. Helping Central Wisconsin families for over 40 years. Tulusty, Kennedy, and Durant. Zoe's first free throw is good. Again, the Evergreens have only one bandit from the floor here. Minahan missed the second. Rebound to Wausau West and Tess Hauer. 32-22 and 10 and a half minutes for the Evergreens girls to do something about it. Maddie Shire, step back, three, no good. Just not Maddie's night. Evergreen get the rebound along the baseline to be affirmed. Fernstadt, so no shot there, and her pass is tipped and turned over at the 10-minute mark. Evergreens held the ball for 30 minutes, for 30 seconds, didn't get a look at the basket. Teams trade turnovers, back out three to Shires. Shooter's touch. Down it goes for Maddie Shires. Three-point game at halftime, and the Evergreens trail by 13 now. All right, Zoe Minahan is going out. Olivia Fernstadt is coming out. Mallory Schmall is back in. You know, this is the point in recent games where Mallory has kind of come to life. So see if she's the spark here for the Evergreens. Got to reach in. It's on Walsall West. Cross court. Mallory Schmall, foul line extended, rolls around and in. Mallory Schmall for the Evergreens. 35 to 24. Understand that we're having some connectivity problems, which we will try and deal with during the next timeout. We apologize for that. Walsall West gets the ball down low to Cunningham. Got a whistle, got a foul. It's on the Evergreens. Loose ball foul against Ethan Everest. Beg your pardon. Saying that that's a foul on Walsall West underneath. Okay. Wow. Offensive foul. Anna Cunningham. I had that the other way. Evergreens get the ball back. Can we get this back down to single digits? Into the front court we go. Ball goes over to Zarnik. And now in the corner, Mallory Schmall tries to direct some traffic back out to Gabby Anderson. Anderson's not scored in this game. 8.5 to play. Evergreen trail by 11. Almost turned the ball over to the backcourt. Hattis Studeman reaches. Reach-in foul here on Maddie Shires. Well, you know, the team fouls are just evened up. And Walsall West wants a timeout. Back in the studio, as this is a full timeout, we're going to try and reestablish connectivity. So back after these messages on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Cure your cabin fever with a fresh new floor from Lumber Liquidators. Get Charming Copper Heaviest Solid Hardwood for only $2.99. That's 33% off. Or save up to 10% off all Corlux waterproof flooring, like best-selling Beach Cottage Oak Engineered Vinyl Plank. Or get Stone Look Tile as low as 98 cents. Lumber Liquidators' professional installation team can even put in your new floor for you. Plus, get special financing. Don't wait. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our safety. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Okay, men, this is your time. Maybe you didn't choose this, but you're here now. You're going to go out there and be an all-star caregiver. It's up to you. So what are you going to do? You're going to go grocery shopping, cook, clean, be there emotionally and physically. You got to dig deeper. Drive them to physical therapy, doctor's appointments. Don't you forget about the pharmacy. No, you won't, because that's what caregivers do. Don't give up. Don't ever give up. This is your time.
Just 8 minutes left in the game. And that's a fourth foul on Anna Cunningham of Walsall West. Evergreens need these free throws from Wojo, the first of which is no good. It just hit the side of the rim. That was an ugly free throw there. Now this message: there are two kinds of students at every school, those who bully and those who don't. If you see a student being bullied, stand up and speak out. A message from WIFC, our sister station, and Clover Belt Credit Union. Zurich Automotives and Midwest Communications. The second free throw is also missed. Walsall West gets the rebound. A lot of traffic. Offensive foul. Katie Deaton charges into the lane and is called for it. While that's a player control foul, Katie Deaton better close her mouth because she's going to get teed up. Deaton and Tess Hauer also. Hauer went over to the back official and started jawing at him. Evergreens get the ball, but they still trail by 11. Mallory Schmall picks it up to Wahowiak, but she's beyond the low blocks and goes back out. Didn't have good position here. It's an 11-point game. The Evergreens trying to claw back into it, but soon time will be friendly to Walsall West. Paige Zarnick has the ball. Over here to Mallory Schmall, who drives in. Mao is fouled. Fouls are starting to pile up here on Walsall West. In fact, the next foul puts the Evergreens in the double bonus. Katie Deaton whistled for her third. Mallory Schmall, good free throw shooter, has two, the first of which is good. Mallory Schmall now has 9 points and one more free throw coming, and that is a miss. So it stays at a 10-point game. The Evergreens just one of their last four from the free throw line. Got to be better than that. 3 of 10 in the second half. Maddie Shires has the ball. West is going to be content to keep this ball out on the perimeter, I would imagine. Katie Deaton, reach in. No, Deaton has just called for an offensive foul. You know what? Deaton's jawing after the last one probably had that call go against her. I'm not sure I like the officiating there. Again, Deaton got called for an offensive foul the last time down, a charge, and had a lot to say about it. And now she separates with her arm there and gets called for that. It's her fourth. Evergreens trail by 10 at the 7-minute mark. 35-25. Zarnick has the ball for the Evergreens. Gives it over to Studeman. Again, Wojnowiak with four fouls roams on the low post if the Evergreens can get the ball to her. Evergreens have it way up high with Gabby Anderson. Reaching in fouls, going to put Gabby on the line. Double bonus. Caprice Shabani, Walsall West bench, demonstrative two. You got to watch this. The Walsall West coaching staff comes to a boil quickly. It is Shabani's third, and Gabby Anderson shoots the double bonus. Makes the first. Gabby's first points. Needed from the senior here. Katie Deaton with the four fouls comes out. So, I mean, you figure there's somebody that West probably needs in this game. Second free throw, a miss. The points the Evergreens are leaving at the free throw line are hurting here. 35-26. I mean, you can't claw back into this game 1 point at a time. Kylie Deaton now back in to Shires. Shires is fouled as she started that move before her shot. Gabby Anderson may be called for her fourth here. Nope, it's on Hannah Studeman. It's good. West will inbound underneath. They go into the bonus the next time the Evergreens are whistled. Underneath, down low, in traffic, falling down and almost turning the ball over is Cunningham. It's retrieved by Shires. Open for a three. Front rim, back rim, and good for Shires, who now has 10. So the next points for Shires put her into the Walsall West record books as their leading scorer for girls basketball. Shires got a friendly roll there. 38-26, a 12-point game. West is led by as many as 13, and now under 6 to play. Evergreens have to get this moving in the right direction, have to be getting closer here. Zarnick was up high, down low to Wojnowiak, stolen by Katie Deaton. Pass was slow getting there, and Deaton just rolled right in front of it. Open for a three here is Mulkowski, short. Long rebound comes out, Wojnowiak squeezes it for the Evergreens. 38-26, 5.5 to play. Hannah Studeman goes across to Zarnick and now to the corner. Evergreens, Mallory Schmall. Yeah, the Evergreens have still only 2.02 baskets from the field in the second half. Everything else has come from the foul line, and the Evergreens have been leaving points at the stripe. Down low to Wojnowiak. In traffic, spins, misses. A lot of contact there with Cunningham. And you know what? Tess Howard got that rebound on her feet. And Walsall West wants a full timeout. Walsall West probably senses a little blood in the water in this three-point game. Their lead is 12, and we have exactly 5 minutes to play. So Walsall West may be on the verge of grinding one out here. 38-26. The Evergreens just have not been productive enough when they've had the ball. Only two baskets from the floor in the second half. And the Evergreens are an ugly 6 of 12 from the stripe in the second half, too. So a lot of times the Evergreens are trading 1 point for two or three. Shires has had two friendly rolls from behind the arc to get her up to 10 points for the night. Back in the studio, if you could send me a message and let me know if our connectivity is better here. We hope it has on the Comrex 10,000 reboot. Hope so. If not, it'll be like the Fonz and the jukebox. We'll bang on the side here, see if that works. The Evergreens have the ball out of the Walsall West timeout. Well, that's not right. No, it's Walsall West ball. Hauer returned the ball in. You know what? Maybe they called this timeout to set up a play for Shires and get her into the record book. She's one short. That may be what this timeout was about. You want to set up like a high screen for Shires and let her become the leading scorer in program history? Yeah, Shires has the ball now. Looks to drive in, passed up the shot, and goes over to Kylie Deaton. Shires rotates over to the weak side. Shires had a touch again, but was far away from the rim and decided not to shoot. Back to Shires' hands again. Zoe Minahan guards her to the baseline. Milkowski was open from the corner and decided not to take it. Yeah, Walsall West doesn't have a specific play here. Here's Shires, pull up, for the record, off the back bracket, no good. Offensive rebound, though, Tess Hauer on mop-up duty scores. It's 40-26. Looked like a pretty good shot, just hit the back rim for Shires as she was looking for history there. Goes over to Gabby Anderson. Cross-court to Minahan. Yeah, that's a great achievement for a senior to become the all-time leading scorer for her basketball program, and that's what's in front of Maddie Shires with one more basket. In traffic for the Evergreens, forced. Mallory Schmall too strong. Rebound to Shires of the Evergreens. In transition, goes to the rim, makes the extra pass down low. Shires is unselfish there. She fed Tess Hauer. And Walsall West is now putting some distance between them and the Evergreens. It's 42-26, and this one feels like it's just melting away. Minahan has it. She is guarded. Minahan's called for an offensive foul. I don't know about that. Going to say that she had her elbow out. Shapriza Shabani was staggered back and sold it a little bit. And Walsall West has the ball back. 3:20 left in the game, which suddenly seems like it's not really in doubt. Kylie Deaton running here, so Shires plays shooting guard, traveling, turned back over to the Evergreens. We are sponsored by Baseman Shoe and Clothing, South 3rd Avenue, Walsall's west side, your headquarters for Timberland, lacrosse, and Rocky boots. Baseman Shoe and Clothing, a trusted name for 80 years. This possession's going to bring us under the three-minute mark. Hannah Studeman for the Evergreens to Minahan. Minahan walked into the backcourt and turned over. Pass was high. Minahan had to go up to save it, and it gets turned over. Melina Tinelli, who has not scored, she's one of the starters for Walsall West, is going to come back in. And the Evergreens put Mallory Schmall on Shires again. Her next baskets are for the next points are for the record book. Under 3 minutes to play, 42-26. Walsall West has a big student section across the way. Shires was fouled by Studeman, so she'll have a chance to earn this at the free throw line. A 1-1 coming up for Shires. Mallory Schmall fouls it. So again, one to tie the record and get them both, and she'll become the all-time leading scorer. Maddie Shires, first free throws of the night. We are live on a miss. Free throw, no good. Rebound goes out to Shires, drives to the rim. She missed it. Tough underhand scooping shot, and Wojnowiak was nearby. Evergreens get the rebound. Wojo got it up to Studeman, and Studeman double dribbled. Back-to-back turnovers on Zoe. Zoe looked around like she wasn't sure what she did. 42-26. Very low output for the Evergreens in the second half. Had only 17 in the first half, and what, 9 in the second half? Got a whistle. Offensive foul on Wausau West away from the ball. Foul is on Tinelli, who just came back into the game. Evergreens get the ball back. The Warriors are going to improve to 8-1 in league. They didn't play well today. 3-point game at halftime. The Evergreens, though, just very little offense in the second half. And a block called on the Warriors as Mallory Schmall was dribbling. That's a bad foul. It's 25 feet away from the basket. Foul is on Kylie Deaton, who has just fouled out of the game. Deaton leaves with 4 points. Mallory Schmall will shoot the double bonus for the Evergreens. Again, just 2 points from the field for the Evergreens and everything else from the free throw line. And Mallory Schmall has missed the first. Evergreens have been offensively challenged for most of the season. Missed them both. Rebound for Tess Howard. This is going to bring us under 2 minutes to play in the game. Maddie Shires is still in. Mallory Schmall guards her, looking to drive in as Katie Deaton pulls up. Just one step inside the foul line. Katie Deaton has scored. Katie's going to be the leading scorer tonight for Wausau West, I think. She's up to 14. Evergreens look for a clear out. Wow, almost dribbling out of bounds is Studeman to the baseline. Three, friendly roll. Good for Fernstad of the Evergreens. Her first points of the afternoon, 44-29. Just 1.5 left in the ball game. I would think that Wausau West is going to draw a play for Maddie Shires as they probably want her to get these baskets. Pass goes down low from Hauer to Hauer. Katie Deaton, beg your pardon, to Tess Hauer, who scored on the low blocks. 1:20 left in the game. Here's Minahan. Over to Fernstadt with 1:10 left. Got a whistle, got a foul on Maddie Shires. Evergreens will shoot the double bonus here, as these free throws might allow the Evergreens to crawl over the 30-point mark. Basketball is brought to you by the Brainerd Funeral Home. Here to help celebrate, honor, and pay tribute to your loved one, the Brainerd Funeral Home is a proud sponsor of local high school sports. Well, Mallory Schmall gets a little bit of redemption. She makes the first free throw. One more is coming here. And that one's good, too. Mallory Schmall gets them both. Brings Mal up to 11 and makes the score 46-31. Evergreens are going to sub in. Kara Hammond, the freshman, comes in. Mallory Schmall will come out. Zoe Minahan comes out, and in comes Grace Waller. Waller on the floor for the Evergreens. This is going to bring us under 1 minute, and Maddie Shires gets the ball. The Evergreens give her the gift of putting Kiara Hammond on him, who's a good defensive player. Shires from just inside the three-point arc, a miss. Offensive rebound, ball's loose. Foul on the Evergreens. It's a foul on Alexis Wojowiak, who came in with 4 fouls, and that's her 5th. Out she goes. Danny Langseth will come back in for the Evergreens with 55 seconds left. 3 throws coming up here for Wausau West. And the first free throw is a miss on the front end of the 1-1 for Deaton. Evergreens get the rebound. There's 50 seconds left, and maybe the record's just going to have to wait for Maddie Shires. Got a whistle, foul in the backcourt on Shires. Well, that's one way to extend the game a little bit. She committed a foul in the backcourt. Again, we're keeping an eye on Maddie Shires because she's 1 point away from setting the Wausau West girls basketball scoring record, and a 2 would put her over the top. Just been called for her 3rd foul, and Olivia Fernstadt will shoot the double bonus for the Evergreens. The first of which is good. And Fernstadt's got one more. Again, the outcome of this game has been decided a while ago. We are just determining the final score at this point with 46 seconds remaining. Boys basketball to follow about 15 minutes afterwards. Fernstadt got both her free throws. It's 46-33. Clock's moving again. 44, 43, 42. Shires with the ball and Studeman on her. Shires clear out, drives the rim, hangs and misses at the rim. Evergreens get the rebound. That's Kiara Hammond. And the Evergreens are going to hold the ball here, I think, unless Walsall West wants to commit a foul. So Shire's record's going to wait for another day. Bounce to Langset down low. Blocked, misses. Tonelli gets the rebound. Ahead to Deaton. To Shires, open for a three for the record. It's good. There's the record. Congratulations to Maddie Shires, who has just hit the three with 10 seconds left. Maddie Shires, the all-time Walsall West girls basketball scoring leader. She did it on an emphatic 3-2-1, and that's the ball game. That basket at the rim will count at the buzzer. Danny Langsep has scored for the Evergreens. 49-33 is our final score. Congratulations to the Walsall West Warriors. They defeat the DC Everest Evergreens. Beg your pardon, 49-35. As we will count the final basket by Langseth. It was slow being posted on the scoreboard. A little bit of uncertainty about whether or not that basket at the buzzer counted. So Langseth scored at the buzzer. She'll finish with 8 tonight. More important for Maddie Shires, she hit 3 threes in the second half, 13 points altogether, and becomes Walsall West's all-time leading scorer. Congratulations to senior Maddie Shires. 49-35, Walsall West keeps their hold on second place in the Wisconsin Valley Conference standings. Back to recap after a three-minute break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Hey there, diehards. Here are some football facts that you might not even know. The first football game was played in 1869. In an average game, the ball is typically in play for only 11 minutes. And finally, pizza consumption rates go up during the week of the big game. Okay, you probably knew that last one. Well, here's another fact you might not know that's actually really useful, especially if you're planning on tailgating. TrueCar also helps people get used cars. That's right, TrueCar isn't just for buying new cars. With their certified dealer network and nationwide inventory of nearly 1 million used cars, you'll enjoy real pricing on actual inventory and a simpler buying experience, whether you buy new or used. And with TrueCar, users can see what others paid, so they know if they're getting a good deal before buying. They're also more likely to enjoy a faster buying experience by connecting with TrueCar certified dealers. There are over 15,000 TrueCar certified dealers nationwide. When you're ready to buy a new or used car, check out TrueCar and enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Some features not available in all states.
Come on, kids. We're late.
Honey, the car won't start.
Mom, the dog just sat on my science project.
Life can be stressful, but getting life insurance shouldn't be. That's why there's Ethos. Ethos is a modern kind of life insurance that's super fast, incredibly affordable, and very uncomplicated. At GetEthos.com, there are no medical exams for policies covering under $1 million, no hours of paperwork or meetings with pushy representatives. It only takes 10 minutes to apply, and you can rest assured knowing you've taken steps to protect your family. And in most cases, with Ethos, you can have that peace of mind for less than a cup of coffee a day, with no hidden fees. Having life insurance can free you from stress. Getting life insurance shouldn't cause it. Discover how uncomplicated life insurance can be at Ethos. Get your free instant quote and submit your complete application in minutes. Just go to GetEthos.com. That's E-T-H-O-S. GetEthos.com. GetEthos.com.
Hiring can be pretty time-consuming. First, you post a job on several online job boards, only to get tons of the wrong resumes. Then you have to sort through all of those resumes just to find a few people with the right skills and experience. Those job sites that overwhelm you with the wrong resumes, they're not smart. That's why you should do the smart thing and go to ZipRecruiter.com/Doug. Unlike other job sites, ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates for you. Its powerful matching technology scans through thousands of resumes to identify people with the right skills, education, and experience and actively invites them to apply for your job. So you get qualified candidates fast. It's no wonder ZipRecruiter is ranked number one by employers in the U.S., and this rating comes from hiring sites on Trustpilot with over 1,000 reviews. Right now, you can get ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Doug. This exclusive web address gets you free. You love my show? Do this. ZipRecruiter.com/Doug. That's D-O-U-G. ZipRecruiter.com/Doug. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Follow the Evergreens anywhere. Live, play-by-play, and podcasts at everythingevergreens.com.
We are Black Sports!
Welcome back to the D.C. Everest Fieldhouse, where just moments ago the Wausau West girls defeated D.C. Everest 49-35. I'm Chris Conley. A noteworthy game for Wausau West because Maddie Shires hit a late three, finishes with 13 points, and becomes Wausau West's all-time leading scorer. Congratulations. The Warriors were led, though, by Katie Deaton with 14 points. In fact, the Warriors got all their points from just four players. Deaton with 14, Maddie Shires 13, Tess Hauer had 12, and Anna Cunningham had 6. Beg your pardon, Kylie Deaton had 2 baskets and 4 points as well. So 5 players accounting for all of the Wausau West offense. The Warriors did not play particularly well tonight. Low scoring first half, 20-17. The West girls got their offense on track, and the Evergreens did not. D.C. Everest has only one player in double figures, 11 for Mallory Schmall. And she did it all from the free throw line. 2 baskets for Mal and 7 for 10 from the charity stripe for 11. Pretty thin for the Evergreens after that. Danny Langseth had 6, Olivia Fernstadt with 5, 4 for Alexis Wahowiak, who was in foul trouble and fouled out late in the game. 3 points each for Hannah Studeman and Zoe Minahan. Zoe's 3 all came from the free throw line, where she was 3 of 4. And 1 point for Gabby Anderson, 1 for 2 from the free throw line. Evergreens did not shoot well from the free throw line in the second half. Scored only 18 points after halftime and had only 1, 2, 3, 4 baskets in the second half. Everything else coming on free throws. So of those 18 points, 9 from the floor and 9 more from the free throw line. And the Evergreens did not shoot well from the free throw line either. In the second half, they were 9 of 16. Ouch. We'll be back to recap and wrap up our girls' basketball coverage after a 2-minute break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
My name is Preston James. I've been a stock and options trader for 23 years. I used to be an active swing trader, but that all changed once I discovered my MoneyPress weekly paycheck method. These days, I'm a passive trader, hauling in more cash while being able to sleep at night than I ever dreamed possible. I'm passionate about the market, and I like to keep it simple. My methods are changing thousands of lives, and I'm confident it can change yours. But let the proof do the talking by going to paycheckproof.com. That's paycheckproof.com. You'll see a 7-minute video revealing how my MoneyPress method grew a $54,000 account to $174,000 in less than 9 months. That works out to 5.8% per week. You'll see the proof right inside my Real Brokerage account. This isn't about overnight riches, but once you discover this for yourself, you can start on this same path overnight. You're 7 minutes away from changing everything you thought you knew about trading and investing. Go to paycheckproof.com. That's paycheckproof.com.
You check things all the time, like your email or social media, but Discover asks, what about checking something as important as your credit score? Well, Discover makes it quick and easy with their credit scorecard, which is free for everyone, even if you're not a customer. See your FICO credit score and other important credit information, and once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Learn more at discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Like, why do I have to pay a full gym membership when I don't even use all the equipment? Like the rowing machine. I don't know about you, but I'm not doing a ton of manual lake travel these days.
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Fox Sports Radio.
Radio. back at the D.C. Everest Fieldhouse, where we are wrapping up our girls' basketball coverage with a boys' basketball game to follow between D.C. Everest and Wausau. The Wausau West girls defeat D.C. Everest. Again, Wausau West sweeps the season series from the Everest girls. They won earlier this year 80-38 and then win this one on the Everest home floor at 49-35. So that's going to wrap up our girls basketball coverage. Congratulations again to Maddie Shires. Her 13 points makes her the all-time leading scorer in the Wausau West girls basketball program. We will set up our boys basketball coverage. Boys game to follow, starting 2 minutes from now on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.